Local news, every hour on the hour. FM 94.1 WHST Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this is your news for the hour. The Deckerville Community Development Corporation will meet at 6 p.m. tonight, December 18th. During the meeting, members will start making plans for the annual homecoming celebration as scheduled for July 24th and July 25th, 2026. Members will also do a review of past events on how they went and if anything should be done differently. They will review information from the Dickens of Christmas that recently wrapped up, and It Takes a Village event that happened in October. Also, members are expected to accept a $2,500 donation from DTE to fund spring cleanup. The Bad Axe School District's Board of Education conducted an evaluation of Superintendent Greg Newland. The board rated Newland's performance as an administrator as effective, which is the highest rating. Per Michigan's Department of Education regulations, teachers and administrators are evaluated on their performance, which takes into consideration complicated regulations, along with several other factors in doing an evaluation. When the evaluation process is completed, the board gives an administrator a rating as either being effective, minimally effective, or ineffective. Before being selected as interim superintendent back in 2003, and then superintendent, Newland had been serving as the district's middle school principal. And the Huron County deputies have begun delivering thousands of dollars in Christmas cash to local residents as part of a holiday outreach effort. The distribution of funds is expected to continue through the remainder of the Christmas season, and the delivery of Christmas cards containing a total of $7,200 in cash began this afternoon, with deputies fanning out to share holiday assistance with community members in need. Organizers say additional cash donations may still arrive before Christmas, and any late contributions will also be distributed to local households. Deputies typically complete all deliveries before New Year's Day, ensuring that support reaches families during the holiday period. And that was your news for the hour, and next up we have our weather with Steve Adamson.